fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. You're listening to Fire on the Earth, and we're here again today with my good friend, a wonderful priest, Father Bob LaCroix. Father Bob is the pastor of the Church of the Holy Family in Novi, Michigan. He's been there for 5 years, but been a priest for 18 years. And Father was on the program yesterday sharing his story during his university years when he really came to encounter Christ for the first time and made a decision to become his disciple. And that pathway led eventually to Father becoming, obviously, a priest. So I want to hear from Father Bob. We'll hear from Father Bob this morning about how that all unfolded. Welcome back, Father Bob.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here with you again.
Yeah, great. So tell us the story of how saying yes to Jesus led you to become a Catholic priest. And say a little bit even about your ordination, if you don't mind, today. Because I think a lot of people listening have never been to an ordination, and not that you have to describe it all, but what it was like for you.
I know that for a lot of people who are entering the priesthood, it's a very different thing. It's a radical call, completely different from what they were doing before. That did not happen to me. I did not go into the seminary until I was 41. And it was after 17 years of doing missionary work in a ecumenical celibate brotherhood. So It was a fantastic group of guys. That's where I got to know you first. And the most important things to me, from the time that I said to God, you know, if that's you, tell me to come to you, was I really wanted to do what God wanted me to do.
Yeah.
And I think that was learning about evangelization, learning about reaching out to young people, doing so with the support of others. And really, even before I went into the seminary, I had committed myself to living a single life in order to, for the advantages that it held for knowing God and serving God. So that's usually the biggest obstacle that people experience
jumping into the
seminary. For me, I was already full-time ministry, working in evangelization, serving the Lord. But I'd always thought that priesthood would be some natural evolution. I've always been a Catholic. I didn't always as a kid. I grew to love the Catholic Church, to think that it was essential to what God was doing on the earth. And I thought that living single, serving the Lord, the priesthood could be part of that.
Yeah.
And then I and some others who were with me began to say, okay, now's the time. You know, you've been prepared, and now we're opening doors. I went into the seminary in order to receive the training to be ordained. What I always wanted to do with my life is to help people know God and love God and serve God. I mean, that's really
pretty simple, fundamental.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything that I sort of put a lot of effort into coming up with.
It was
just, I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And in the priesthood is such an advantage. You are in a position so uniquely to help people know him, love him, and serve him. So I said, let's try that. And it was confirmed along the way.
Through your seminary formation.
Yeah, I like school. Yeah. You know, I mean, I could read stuff that I was not normally going to read unless I didn't have a full-time job doing something else. Yeah. So I like seminary and formation and all of that. But then one's ordained and one doesn't really know where you're going to go. You don't know what other priests you're going to work with. You don't know what expectations are, and normal Catholic parish life is a very different environment than lay ecclesial communities.
Right.
Renewal communities. And I needed to learn how to bring what God had worked into my life in a different environment into the mainstream Catholic Church as a parish priest.
I think it might be helpful for our listeners just to, you made a reference to lay ecclesial movements, you know, which is exactly what the charismatic community you were part of in Ann Arbor. That's an expression of that. Pope John Paul II in 1998, the kind of celebrating the moving up to the Jubilee year 2000 on the, in the year of the Holy Spirit, I think it was, invited all the ecclesial movements to come to be with him on the Feast of Pentecost. There were like 75 different movements, the neo-catechumenate, the Focolare movement, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, and a whole range of those. And movements emerge in the history of the church at different times. God moves certain people to more radically respond to him and to witness to the whole church, again, realities that are present in these people's lives that are meant for the whole church. That's the thing he kept underlining. You know, God's doing this in you because he wants you to serve the church, and the church is in need of renewal, encouragement, upbuilding, rediscovering who she is and her full identity, all that kind of stuff. And so your personal life is that journey, really, taking through lay ecclesial movement at a deep level, and you're deeply invested, and God showed you a lot, you did a lot, you learned a lot about ministry and renewal, and then you come into the priesthood, into the parish, the very place that the Lord wants to renew. There's renewed people in parishes, but parishes need a lot of renewal, the church. So there you are, you get planted there as a priest, and now you're leading that community of believers closer to Christ.
And that really is something I believe the Lord has been doing over the last 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And part of, I think, the breathtaking potential of the Catholic Church to break open as an evangelistic, I think the Catholic Church is poised to become the most significant evangelistic influence in modern American culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people would find that a remarkable surprise.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened.
Most people think it's fading away. People aren't doing it. Catholics are just kind of drifting with the culture, all that.
And it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But there are things that I think the Lord has been developing and putting in place for decades that are now in a position of bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing what was more typical of lay communities, openness to the Holy Spirit, raising up lay leaders, you know, environments that are transformative into mainstream Catholic parish life.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
No, it is really exciting. Yeah, and the Second Vatican Council underlined so strongly, talked about the co-responsibility of both clergy and laity in the mission of the church. And I think we have on books tremendous clarity from the Lord about what we're supposed to be. We're just not there yet. The dimension of real engaged laity, alive, deeply converted to the Lord, living in communion with brothers and sisters, consciously, relationships that are centered on Jesus, and then having a collective passion to want to engage his mission and to extend his mission in the world we live in, that's a new step for many, many Catholics.
And that's my challenge as a Catholic priest, is to bring to people coming to church on Sunday, to bring to their children, to come to people wanting to get married, have their children baptized, not a cultural, intellectual faith, but a personal encounter with Christ.
Yeah. They know why they're there. They know why they're bringing their child for baptism. They know why they want to get married in the church, not just because it's a beautiful church and my parents are expecting me to get married here, but I'm a disciple, I'm a believer. We're here because we want to be a part of the community and stand up and declare our covenant to one another here in this church for the reason, as disciples.
I think that's the challenge
now,
because we need to put an encounter with Jesus, something that I experienced as a 19-year-old in the basement of a church, something that was transformative, something that changed my life, something that made everything I'd heard come alive and motivated me to do that. We need to put that at the beginning of one's contact with and life with the Catholic Church.
No, it's well said. I was just thinking, as you said, the word encounter, a quote from Pope Benedict XVI in 2007, he said, "The evangelization of the person and of human communities depends totally on this encounter with Jesus Christ. It depends totally on this encounter with Jesus Christ. And so maybe we could talk a little bit more about how does someone encounter Jesus? You shared your own story yesterday, but what do you do as a leader? Where do you have confidence in leading people to a place where they can encounter Jesus? Does that make sense, the question?
Yes. And obviously, one of the things that I think needs to express this is regular preaching. I mean, the time that we have on Sundays with parishioners is the most important time of the week. For some of them, it's the only time of the week. So it helps to be aware that they might not have yet had this fundamental transforming encounter.
Yeah, it's going back.
Even though they're doing all that they've ever been expected to do, and on the charge they would be A-plus faithful Catholics, sometimes they are doing all the right things but haven't experienced the power of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Okay, but I don't think the primary evangelization experience should happen at Mass.
Why? I mean, it certainly can happen because it's a place of encounter, but why is that not the primary place that conversion is supposed to happen or encounter?
Because I believe the Mass is intended to be the highest expression of the worship of those who have experienced that. And there needs to be teaching and other opportunities that perhaps are more entry level, that are available for those who aren't in a state of grace, that aren't necessarily sacramental, that are more conversational, that are slower, that have more of a introductory mode.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be dinners at people's houses. It could be Bible studies.
One-on-one conversations, things. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't think that Mass is supposed to be the primary evangelization tool of the church.
Well, you just think about how the early church, the catechumenate, how it took, 2 years of formation of people get introduced to who is the person of Christ and the fundamental teachings of the creed, breaking those things down, teaching people that. And you couldn't get to the Eucharist for 2 years until you got baptized, and eventually you could go to the liturgy, but you had to leave before the Lord's Prayer and before Eucharist and the rest of it, because that was the place for the gathering of Jesus' disciples, those who've been baptized into him, who are converted, and have gone through that whole process. So the Mass wasn't the starting point. It was the goal, in some ways, of that formation, that communion. Wow, time flies by. Father, can you be with us again tomorrow?
Yes.
We just have a few seconds left on the program. And friends, I want to encourage you to come back tomorrow. Tell your friends, Father Bob has been doing a lot of wonderful things. He and leaders in his parish at Holy Family in Novi have been responding to the very challenge that he described here today and have really made very strong, concrete steps in helping more and more people in the parish and the surrounding community to meet Christ and to enter into his church. So join us again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.